Chapter 44. Spurnet. Apostrophe apostrophe, with a similar action. There are my labors in the cause of a just vengeance for 6 toiling months. Crush them. Apostrophe, with another repetition of the action. There is my past and my present wasted life. There is the desolation of my heart and my soul. There is my peace. There is my despair. Stamp them into the dust, so that you take me, were it even mortally hating me. Apostrophe apostrophe, the frightful vehemence of the man, now reaching its full height, so additionally terrifies her, as to break the spell that has held her to the spot. She swiftly moves towards the porch, but in an instant he is at her side, and speaking in her ear. Rosa, I am self-repressed again. I am walking calmly beside you to the house. I shall wait for some encouragement and hope. I shall not strike too soon. Give me a sign that you attend to me. Apostrophe, she slightly and constrainedly moves her hand. Not a word of this to anyone, or it will bring down the blow, as certainly as night follows day. Another sign that you attend to me. Apostrophe, she moves her hand once more. I love you, love you, love you. If you were to cast me off now, but you will not, you would never be rid of me. No one should come between us. I would pursue you to the death. Apostrophe, the handmaid coming out to open the gate for him, he quietly pulls off his hat as a parting salute, and goes away with no greater show of agitation than is visible in the effigy of Mr. Sapsia's father opposite. Rosa faints in going upstairs, and is carefully carried to her room, and laid down on her bed. A thunderstorm is coming on, the maids say, and the hot and stifling air has overset the pretty dear. No wonder, they have felt their own knees all of a tremble all day long. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.